Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking. He's going to talk about some new equipment that was installed in one of their vehicles yesterday, and he's also going to tell us about some upcoming training for the ambulance and fire departments.
All right, well, Doug, you guys are going to have some new additions to one of the vehicles here at the ambulance. Tell me about what's going to be happening later this afternoon.
Well, Brad, we're very excited. The Pella Ambulance has purchased a completely new set of Jaws of Life. Our present equipment has been piecemealed together and back as far as 1982. So we've jumped from 1982 technology to the newest, latest, and greatest, and we are getting a new set of Jaws of Life and all of the other equipment that goes with it. They'll be installing that into our rescue truck starting this afternoon.
You know, the Jaws of Life, a lot of people hear that name, but what does it actually look like in action? What does it do?
Well, the Jaws of Life operates off of hydraulic fluid, hydraulic power. It enables us to extricate people out of vehicles or entrapment when vehicles are collapsed around them, cut cars open, pop doors, push cars apart. They are amazing piece of equipment that allows us to extricate people from entrapment.
And you said there's some tools that go along with it. What are those?
Well, we have we have a spreader. The spreader enables us to, which provides about 750,000 pounds of pressure, just as it does. It spreads things apart. We have a cutter that cuts steel. Again, cuts at about 300,000 PSI. And then we have some rams, again, which spread and push things apart. So we are actually getting four new tools in that will just about enable us to get in, cut any car up that you would like us to cut up. So if you have a vehicle that you would like us to play with, you let us know.
So the Jaws of Life are more of a whole suite of tools.
They are a suite of tools, not just one. People think of it, this is the Jaws, but they are spreader, cutter, rams for pushing and pulling. There's four specific tools with tremendous amounts of power.
So how are you guys able to purchase this new equipment? When was this decision made?
We budgeted for it this past year, because it is a significant cost. It is not something that insurance companies pay for. There's no reimbursement for us when we roll our truck with the Jaws of Life and the rescue tools. But we've been saving our money up for the last 10-plus years, and we budgeted for it this year, and it's coming in this afternoon.
So will you guys be doing any testing on this new equipment, or are you guys going to try and find an old car that you can tear up?
We will be doing that, not right away, but we'll be doing some extra training in the spring. And the last couple of years, we've been able to do a Jaws demonstration on Thursday nights on the squares, and hopefully again we'll be able to do that this year again with our new tools, which are much more powerful and much more effective than our older equipment.
So maybe a little bit shorter of a show for that?
Much faster show.
All right, and there's also a couple of new training sessions coming up for the Pella Fire Department and the Pella Community Ambulance. Can you tell me about those?
We are very excited. We have two big training sessions coming up within the next month. On the 19th, the fire department through the Iowa Fire School Association is sponsoring a trench rescue. That will be an all-day class at the fire department in which will be the fire department and the EMTs will be instructed in trench rescue, how to approach it, and the safety of that. And then on February 2nd, the fire department and ambulance, again, will be doing their annual ice rescue training, where we will be spending a day of training in the morning in classroom, working on and evaluating ice and the safety precautions, and then in the afternoon actually going out, getting into the water with our ice rescue suits and simulating rescue of people that may be in water with our ice rescue suits.
Well, what's a trench rescue? How are people trapped in a trench?
Very, very frightening situation. Fortunately, we've had very few of those here. We've had one over the years that I can, well, actually a couple that I can remember. During construction, pipelines being laid, septic systems going in, trenches collapse on people, and there are specific ways to get into the trench, safety precautions, entering the trench, how do you get somebody out of it, predominantly the safety of the rescuer themselves.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Doug.
Well, Brad, we're happy to have you here, and if you want to get in an ice rescue suit on the second and go bob in the water, the ice right now we understand is about 8 inches thick. Hopefully it'll stay that way, but if you're interested in floating in the water in an ice rescue suit, you can show on up.
Yeah, I did the grain bin rescues. Not sure if I'm up for the ice rescue.
This is quite a bit more fun. This is a lot more fun.
All right, well, thanks very much, Doug.
Okay.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking, and he's told us about the new Jaws of Life equipment that was installed in one of their vehicles yesterday. And he's also explained some of the upcoming training sessions that are going to be going on for the community ambulance and fire departments. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.